Welcome to Dispatch in Depth, where we give you the stories behind the science of emergency dispatch. This is an official podcast of the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch, the world's leading authority in dispatch science. I'm your host, Becca Barris, writer and copy editor for the Journal of Emergency Dispatch. In each episode, we'll be bringing you stories of the fascinating people who work in this area. We'll give you their backstory, including how they got there, what they're working on, and what drew them to the field. These are people who represent the cutting edge in emergency dispatch, and I hope you'll join us to hear more about them. Welcome to Dispatch in Depth. Today we're discussing the history of Hall Ambulance Service, based in Bakersfield, California, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Hall Ambulance currently employs over 450 EMS professionals with a fleet of over 100 ambulances, an air ambulance, and a critical care transport unit. We've got LaVon C. Hall, President and CEO, and Mark Corum, Director of Media Services, on the line. LaVon's interest in EMS was sparked at age 5 when the vehicle she was riding in was struck by a train. After a hectic ride to the hospital in the back of an ambulance, she knew that was what she wanted to do when she grew up. She got her EMT certificate in 1983 and started working for Hall Ambulance in 1984. Like her late husband, Harvey L. Hall, LaVon gained valuable experience working in almost every facet of the company, including becoming a paramedic in 1991. While Mark's background is in newspaper and magazine publishing, his interest in EMS also came as a child from watching episodes of the TV series Emergency in the 1970s. He has been affiliated with Hall Ambulance since 1996, where he is responsible for promoting and protecting the Hall Ambulance brand through media relations, social media, and graphic design projects. Welcome, LaVon and Mark.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. We're excited to have you. So before we get started talking about Hall Ambulance Service, could both of you please give a quick rundown of your career path? I gave a little teaser in the intro, but how did you find yourself in emergency services? LaVon, let's start with you.
Well, like you said, I was in a car that was hit by a train, and just being a part of the ambulance ride that day, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I stuck with that. I never wavered from that course. And so when I was 21, I took an EMT class at Reedley College in the Central Valley of California and ended up here in Bakersfield and came in and applied for a job. And at the time, there were no openings. And I just kept coming back. And finally, I think they were just tired of me coming back every day. So they put me to work and just started working my way up through all the divisions.
Right on.
It's been over 35 years now.
Wow. Congratulations. That's so long to be in emergency services, right? I just feel like the tenure for most people in emergency services is a little bit less than that. So congratulations to you.
Thanks. I still love it.
Good. That's great. We love to hear that. And Mark, how about you?
Well, my background, as you had mentioned, was in magazine publishing and newspaper publishing. And so through that, I became acquainted with several media and marketing directors through the local hospitals. And so I kind of developed an interest in media relations and the other side of what I was doing from the publishing side and being the people that tell the stories in healthcare. And so an employment ad appeared in the local newspaper looking for a director of media services, and it didn't say who the company was for, who it was. And so I applied, and it was quite excited and surprised when I received a call from Hall Ambulance Service because they had been so well established in the community and active in the community. Everything went through and joined the company in 1996, and it's just been a terrific ride ever since. There were 5 years where I went out on my own in 2008 to 2013, but kept Mr. Hall and his company as a client of my communications company. And then in 2013, had the opportunity to rejoin the company full time. And so I jumped at the chance.
Fantastic. So Hall Ambulance Service is celebrating its 50th year this year, which is amazing, absolutely incredible. Both that it has that kind of longevity and it has grown so much since its inception, but also crazy to think about that the history of the ambulance is so young still. So let's talk about how Hall Ambulance got started. LaVon or Mark, either of you can take this.
Okay, so my late husband was working for a local ambulance service, and he wanted to do some things differently. So he started his own company back in 1971, February 10th, and just went from there. We've continually grown, and he had a love for the business. He worked towards making it more professional and bringing in other services that go along with it. For a time, we did wheelchair van service, and we also, our auto repair business, installed lifts and van conversions because that was a need that was in the community that was somewhat related to what we were doing. And so he always looked for something to make things better for others.
And I read that it was started from his residence. Is that correct?
Yep. Out of his residence, two ambulances. He had a very small loan and ran all the calls himself. It was 7 days a week for a while.
Oh, my goodness. So was he taking the actual calls himself? Did he have a dispatcher just, what, sitting in his kitchen?
The family did a lot of it.
That's so incredible to me to think that it started so small and now it's covering, what is it, 88% of Kern County where you are?
Yes.
Wow. What are some of the major milestones that Hall Ambulance has achieved in the past 50 years?
Go ahead.
Well, I think probably the biggest, last year, last July, California celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Wentworth-Townsend Act, Paramedic Act, signed into law by then Governor Ronald Reagan. And so just a few years later, in 1974, Mr. Hall was engaged with San Joaquin Community Hospital and local college in developing an advanced cardiac care program. And at the end of that training, he went through it himself and several of his employees. They felt that it was bigger than just the cardiac care and being aware of this new thing called paramedics. And much to the thanks of the awareness created by the TV series Emergency, they decided, you know what, let's go full steam ahead with this. And so they finalized the training, expanded it, and then in February of 1975, Mr. Hall, through Hall Ambulance, implemented the first paramedic level service in Kern County in Bakersfield.
That's amazing to be such a trailblazer in the area for something that's so important, right? I have never lived in a time where there weren't paramedics and ambulances and even, you know, a three-digit emergency number.
It's quite remarkable to see how, like you said, EMS is still such a young industry, but to see the growth in technology and implementations that have occurred, well, in our case, for the last 50 years, but not too many years before that, that they really started organizing this thing that we now call EMS. And so it's neat to see that Hall Ambulance has been there along for the ride and in many cases an innovator for the advancement of that technology.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a show about dispatch specifically. What are some major milestones that are dispatch related? What is the dispatch setup for Hall Ambulance right now?
Well, right now, Hall Ambulance is the dispatch center that processes all calls, all requests for medical aid for an ambulance throughout Kern County. As you've mentioned earlier, Hall Ambulance is the 911 paramedic provider for about 88% of Kern County's population. We cover the entire county as far as responding ambulances. So we're well over 800,000 people that we are responsible for when they need an ambulance, that we will make sure that ambulance gets to them. And so last year, to give you an idea of the size of the system and the number of calls that we are responsible for dispatching, in 2020, the Hall Ambulance's Dispatch Center, known as Operations Control Division or OCD, dispatched a total of 123,473 calls in all of 2020. Of that, our emergency medical dispatchers, EMD'd, just under 12,000 calls last year as well. So it's a busy system.
It sounds busy for sure. Where do you see the future of either EMS or Hall Ambulance specifically going? Where do you see it heading in the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Well, we're still going to be here. We're going to be answering the call. It's definitely time for us to upgrade our dispatch, our OCD center. We're working on plans for that as we continue to grow, as Kern County grows, as Hall Ambulance grows. We continue to try to grow with it as the industry itself grows. We look for new innovations and ways to stay on top of all the trends and best practices. I can tell you that I remember when I first started and was working in dispatch, we had a board and golf tees, and we had each ambulance listed, and we would move the golf tees as to where they were going and what they were doing. And now to see where we're at today, it's amazing where everything is automated and computed. And I'm not sure that I could sit down and do it again. It's been a long time, but I'm always amazed, and our people just do a fabulous job. And it's very interesting. It's an amazing career choice for someone. So I think that it's great work, and I hope that we stay on top of all of the innovations and we're able to continue to be a leader in the industry.
I mean, yeah, you guys have been a leader in the industry in the area for so long now. So I imagine the trend is going to continue just based on the passion I've heard from you, LaVon, and Mark, and just what I've read about the ambulance service in general. It's very, very impressive.
Well, thank you. Thanks. We do try hard.
So the final question is, one thing do you want listeners or dispatchers specifically to take away from this episode?
For me, I think that what we do matters. And I think that it's easy sometimes to lose track of that, to lose sight of that, especially with the year that we've had and people have their minds on so much heartache and difficulties, and the industry as a whole has been devastated. And so I think that we always need to remember in every aspect of EMS, if you're a dispatcher, if you're a crew person, if you are a detailer, if you're a mechanic, what we do matters. Often we don't see it. We don't get to see what happens after we turn over care, or in a dispatcher, after the crew takes over, after they're off the phone. But what we do matters. And oftentimes we're dealing with the worst day in a person's life, the very worst day they will have in their life. And that's on us. And so how we do our job matters, and especially to those people.
Absolutely. Mark, how about you?
I think adding to what Mrs. Hall is saying, we value our paramedics, our EMTs, our ENs, support staff. But since your podcast is focusing on the great work that dispatchers do, I think it's, for me, it's the value that we place in the role, the critical role that emergency medical dispatchers have as a part of the EMS system. And whereas our operations division, which is our ambulance division, is the core of what we do, OCD is really the nerve center. I think the job of an emergency medical dispatcher entails, in many cases, the same level of stress, if not even more, because they don't have the ability of arriving on scene, placing hands on the patient, assessing the scene, knowing what's going on. They have to do their job over the phone, only being able to ascertain from their conversation with the calling party what the need is of the patient. And so hats off to them, no matter if it's for law enforcement, EMS, ambulance service, fire department, dispatchers, our heroes. And thank you so much for what you do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for those words. We look forward to following Hall Ambulance Service's progress in the future. As always, we will have relevant links in the show notes. And if you have any questions for us specifically, go ahead and email us at dispatchindepth@emergencydispatch.org. And we look forward to talking to you two again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Dispatch in Depth. Remember, it really helps if you rate and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Dispatch in Depth is hosted by me, Becca Barris. I'm also the technical director and producer, and Matthew Maiko is the executive producer.